It'd be like a herd of horses coming in. There you are! Where you been?
This is a typical morning at Norris Elementary, where most of the students are Native American. Principal Brian Brown greets students and staff at the cafeteria tables as breakfast is served. Brown also asks teachers who's missing. It's a way of getting ahead of the problem, he says. When students aren't at school, he makes phone calls and home visits. Just 3 years ago, barely half the students came to school regularly. Now, the school's attendance rate is above 90%. That's higher than the state average. It's a source of pride for Brown, who took over as principal in 2022.
I was very happy. I was very pleased, but more proud of the kids and the parents for their support and believing in Norris.
The leader of South Dakota's education department sees the success at Norris. The leadership and cultural engagement are important parts of that, Joseph Graves says.
And so now we want to see what kind of results this produces. We have the attendance, we have the drops in chronic absenteeism. Now we want to see what's going to happen with those proficiency rates and the graduation rates.
The school is on a gravel road about a half hour from other schools in the White River School District. Its isolation makes it difficult to hire and recruit teachers. In a small community, it takes everyone to keep students involved, Brown says. Some teachers have multiple grade levels in one classroom. The school's head custodian and office administrator are also bus drivers, and Brown steps in at lunchtime to help serve food. He also finds ways to make Lakota culture and language an important part of every student's day. Students sing every morning. Brown teaches Lakota studies to each grade once a week and started the school's first drum group, the Black Pipe Singers. For National Native News, I'm Megan O'Brien.